Hi, this is Dr. Adrian McIntyre, host of Valley Business Radio, and before today's show, I need to tell you something about what you're going to hear. Normally, we record these shows in our studio in Phoenix, Arizona. This one was recorded off-site in a conference room at the Mesa Country Club. That's not what's unique about it, though. Unfortunately, the high-quality audio recordings from this segment were overwritten accidentally before we were able to save them. This interview with Amelia Warren, CEO of Epicure, and Crystal McGregor and Jen McIntyre is so compelling and so interesting that we wanted to share it with you anyway. But please understand that the audio you're about to hear was captured by a cell phone that happened to be in the room recording video during this interview. It is not our usual high quality. Some parts of it are a little hard to listen to, but we hope you'll enjoy the conversation, and we apologize for the poor quality.
Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Phoenix, Arizona, it's time for Valley Business Radio, spotlighting the Valley's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Welcome to Valley Business Radio, where we tell the stories that traditional media tends to ignore and help connect you to the right people. I'm your host, Dr. Adrian McIntyre, and I'm joined in our remote location today by Amelia Warren, CEO of Epicure. Welcome, Amelia.
Hi there. It's great to be here.
It's great to have you. And with you is Crystal McGregor, who is Epicure's Director of Innovation. You're responsible for product development, sourcing, merchandising, R&D, all the interesting things. We're going to hear more about that. Welcome, Crystal.
Thank you so much.
And my wife, Jen McIntyre, is also here with us. And probably the reason why we're all in this room together. We're going to hear more about that story in a minute. Welcome, Jen.
Thank you.
Amelia, tell us about Epicure. What is the company all about?
Yeah, so Epicure is a Canadian company that was founded by my mom about 20 years ago. And at that time, she was a busy mom looking for ways to cook healthy meals that were fast, but that she knew my brother and I would actually want to eat. So she started crafting her own meal solutions. And what she recognized is that there were other busy moms who were looking for a similar solution and started sharing her products within Canada. And, since then we've expanded organically across Canada, sharing good food real fast, which essentially is the blended herbs and spices, time-saving cookware, and the know-how to put dinner on the table in 20 minutes or less.
So this is a fascinating concept, and it's become very contemporary.
Mm-hmm.
As quick service restaurants, people are looking for good food and they want it fast. And typically fast food is maybe good, but it's not always good for you.
Yes.
Did your mother have that vision when she originally started making condiments and spice mixes and things of that nature?
Absolutely. I mean, she has always had a commitment to health and wellness for our family. And I think recognized really early that that wasn't just something that she was looking for, that that was something that a lot of moms were looking for as well. And I think, though, as time has gone on, we've continued to evolve and build on that original mission, that she had by, we're now 100% gluten-free. We're verified by the non-GMO verification project and have a whole bunch of sodium and sugar conscious options. So we've kind of evolved that mission, but it does come from this sort of ethos of a busy mom trying to cook healthy food fast that our kids would actually want to eat.
I just want to paint a picture here for our listeners, because this is an uncommon entrepreneurial journey.
Mm-hmm.
From a mom with an idea starts, Sylvie loved to cook.
Yes.
Yes. So something that started from farmers market stalls and local distribution has grown to be Canada's largest direct sales company and now expanding into the United States, which is why you're all here
yes.
today. Along that way, you were growing up.
Mm-hmm.
With mom's business and with that, at what point did you decide you actually wanted to be involved formally in the company?
Yeah, so that's a great question. So our family has always been guided by the motto of to whom much is given, much is expected. And so since I was really, really small, there was always an expectation that I would do something to be of service and that I would make myself useful. What that looked like, though, wasn't prescribed for me. And so my background's actually in nonprofits, because I'd always thought that the best way to serve the world and to give back was in the kind of nonprofit charitable world. And so that was sort of my career trajectory. I ended up in Victoria back home through a number of sort of different circumstances and took a summer job to create the Epicure Foundation, which is our grassroots nonprofit arm, which supports food security initiatives across Canada. And that was meant to be just a summer job. And what I learned in that summer is, and what I discovered and what I'm so excited about is that, you know, business, when aligned with doing social good and with doing good things on the planet and giving back, can actually be, I think, one of the most powerful forces for change on the planet. And so that for me is how I kind of got excited about being part of our family business.
You raised a very important point and it went flying past. So I want to underline it just a little bit. Your original idea personally was to address food security. That may not be a concept people are familiar with, but it's certainly something important. Everybody eats, but people eat very differently.
Yes.
What does food security mean to you? And why was that part of the original idea for the Epicure Foundation?
Yeah, I mean, to me, food security is having both the access to food and also access to good, healthy, nutritious food in terms of, you know, being able to source it, being able to pay for it, but also the know-how to create, to create healthy meals. And so it's both access and education, which is essentially what, you know, our charitable arm does, but it's also what our business does too, right?
Yeah, exactly. And let's talk a little bit about the business itself. So you have a headquarters in North Saanich on Vancouver Island, just outside the city of Victoria. How would you describe the business? Because there's multiple facets to it.
Yeah, so that's a great question, because one of the things that differentiates us is we're actually manufacturing all of our own products. And that's really because my mom has always believed that if you want to be healthy, you have to cook, because if you cook, you know what's in your food. So similarly, we really believe that if you want to know what's in the products that you're selling, you need to make them yourself so you can make sure that they're in alignment with the quality standards and the ingredient specs that you've defined. And so we have a 50-acre property in North Saanich on Vancouver Island in Canada. And on that property, we have a manufacturing facility, a distribution center, as well as our entire kind of sales and marketing teams that support our amazing consultants who go out and actually share our products.
So you're growing fresh ingredients, but that's not the only place where
we don't actually grow the ingredients on our farm. It's actually a vineyard. It's because we're in the agricultural area. What we do have, though, actually is a 1-acre farm that our home team members, which is what we call our employees, can access sort of low cost, fresh food. But no, it's just a function of that was where the warehouse and manufacturing kind of facilities were available when we were expanding.
Crystal McGregor, you are the director of innovation. You deal with the product. How did you become involved with Epicure? What's a little bit of your backstory?
Yeah, so I'm a registered dietitian, and I was just so amazed at the mission and the vision that Sylvie and Amelia had, and that they really wanted to change the world to be healthier, and they really wanted to help everybody live their epic lives, fulfilled, happy, healthy, and they wanted to give people the opportunity to do good and make good money by really changing what's on our plates. So as a dietitian, that's near and dear to my passion. So it was just a total alignment. So I was thrilled that they wanted to have me, a registered dietitian, in charge of their products and what we develop, which is really awesome.
This is a very unique perspective, because as a dietitian, you're trying to get people essentially to change their behavior. And human behavior is sticky. It's tough to change. Yeah. Now in your role with a company creating products that are designed to be fast and nutritious and good for you, how do you view the product through the dietitian lens? What's that unique perspective you have?
Yeah, well, it's really exciting. As Amelia mentioned, we do have a never ever list that we use as guiding principles of what goes into our products and what most importantly does not go into our products. We also have, you know, it's so amazing that as a dietitian, we can make sure that all of our blends are sugar conscious and sodium conscious. And what I love about Epicure is that it's really not just food ingredients. It's not just the cool cookware that we're developing to help you slash cooking time by 50%. But it's also teaching you the know-how, as cooking's becoming a lost art. And it really is important if you're able to cook and get those food skills and you know how to make a perfectly balanced meal or get a dinner on the table fast, that's where we're going to have the biggest impact on health and wellness.
Jen McIntyre, my spouse and infinitely better half, I want to bring you into the conversation right at this point, because I know this is something you're personally passionate about. You're my favorite Canadian import to the United States. And I know that your family's been using Epicure. You're from Victoria, where the company is based. Talk a little bit about your own experience with the products and this commitment to keeping cooking alive.
Yes, thank you. So Epicure is really near and dear to both my belly and my heart because my mom started using Epicure products. I was in my 20s and I'll be 44 this year. So, you know, at family Thanksgiving, Christmas meals, she had all the fancy, fun Epicure special kind of dips and things like that. And it's been really fun for me to be a part of how the company's evolved to really help busy people. And especially moms, now that I'm a mom, our boys are 4 and 7 years old. And I love how you mentioned cooking is becoming a lost art because, you know, our boys are in the kitchen with us all the time. And I feel really passionate about not just teaching kids how to cook, like teaching them a skill, but showing them a skill, an everyday skill, life skill that we need. It's like, you know, typing, cooking, and taking care of ourselves and our families. My mom and my sister both are still in Victoria and they use a lot of Epicure products and cookware and things like that. So when I go home for the summers, I kind of raid their cupboards and play around with everything. And it's fun for me because I've always loved to cook, but it's something that I've had to learn kind of through a lot of trial and error. And what I like about, one thing I love about Epicure is that, it takes a lot of the trial and error out of things, and we just use whole foods. So we get our whole proteins and vegetables and fruits and grains from the grocery store, and then we have these simple recipes that are really delicious and healthy and are fast, too. So I'm really excited about Epicure coming into the U.S. I've lived here now in the U.S. for almost 11 years, and having the chance now to cook with my friends that live here and help them and their families and their little ones is just such a blessing and a gift. And I'm so grateful to each of you. So thank you.
There's a huge range of products, meal solutions, cookware, implements, kitchen utensils. I mean, as a child that grew up in the 80s, of course, I grew up in the era of Tupperware parties with all kinds of specialized things. And we still have some of the original Tupperware in our kitchen. Jen's grandma's dill pickle container, which is an old school Tupperware in that amazing pea green color. Epicure has those kind of implements, but also an extraordinary variety of condiments and what you call meal solution. What is the meal for people who don't? I get the benefit of eating this stuff at home, but what for people to understand, what is a meal solution?
Well, before I share that, what I want to talk about is that one of the things one of the things I'm really proud of that we do is there's a lot of people that want to be healthier. There's a lot of people that want to lose weight. There's a lot of people that want to cook, but they, you know, often think cooking is hard and time consuming. Or they don't necessarily know how to take that desire to be healthier, that desire to cook, that desire to, you know, achieve wellness through what you eat, which is about 80% of, you know, our health and wellness is as a consequence of what we eat. So what we do at Epicure is we kind of take that desire and make it practical via our meal solutions. And so what we do and what I think we do best in the planet, we're so proud of, is good food real fast, which essentially is our blended herbs and spices, our time-saving cookware, along with kind of fast, easy recipes that Jen spoke to that help people put the dinner on the table in 15 minutes or less. So as you said, like we have a huge array of products that enable us to do that, from, you know, salsas to fajitas to, you know, pulled pork. I mean, anything that you want to cook, we can help you do it in a way that's faster, healthier, and it's going to taste better.
You know, the aisles of the supermarkets are lined with packaged foods. And, you know, I was raised in a vegetarian family that didn't do a lot of interesting spices and flavors. We had this one neon yellow kind of fake chicken seasoning that was vegetarian, and it made everything kind of glow in the dark, and a little bit of salt. And then, of course, all the dip mixes and things that you would find on the ordinary shelves. What sets Epicure's packaged spices and those kind of added, you know, like what sets them apart?
What Crystal shared about our never ever list. So this is a list of hundreds of commonly found ingredients that you find in typical, you know, processed food that you'll never find in our products. So, you know, silicon dioxide, caramel color, preservatives, et cetera. None of those things you'll ever find in our products. Because essentially, like, if our family wouldn't eat it, we're never going to sell it or share it. So that's one of the things that's different. In addition to that, we're 100% gluten-free, peanut-free as well, which is a lot of folks that are really conscious about allergies. And then we have a number of sugar-conscious and sodium-conscious options. So all of those combined, create a product that doesn't have kind of an equal in the market.
One of the original products in the Epicure lineup is lemon dilly. Mm-hmm. And it's still one of the things that Jen makes a non-dairy version for me because I have a dairy allergy. Using lemon dilly as an example, can you kind of walk us through how an Epicure product line makes it from its source to my mouth?
Yeah.
Sure can.
Crystal, do you want to take a stab at that?
Sure, I can take a stab at that. And that product was here before I joined Epicure, and it is amazing that it is still one of our top sellers. So there's a lot of love for lemon dilly out there. So we have our president and founder, Sylvia Rochette. She does globe trotting across the globe, checking out the hottest trends. So she brings all of that inspiration back to our product development team. And our product development team has our president, Sylvie. We have Amelia there as well. We have dietitians, food scientists, professional chefs as well. We get in a room and we talk about what kind of challenges are consumers having. How can we make something better, faster, easier that's also good for you as well? So with lemon dilly, there was a desire being on the West Coast, looking at not only being at a dip, but our dips are not just dips at Epicure. They're also seasoning blends. So thinking about putting that on fish, even potato salad. So we would take that product. We would kind of think about all the flavors and how we want them to go together. We would go and source some of the best ingredients available in the world market. We would validate that against our never ever list to make sure that we were bringing in some of the best ethically sourced ingredients that we can. And then it's in the kitchen with our chefs. They're blending and mixing that product blend. And then we're doing a tasting. And what's so cool about Epicure that I haven't seen at any other business is we have Sylvie and Amelia in the kitchen with us signing off on every single product. So that's pretty powerful and amazing that they care so much about what goes on to their tables, but what goes more importantly onto your tables at home. So if we get the taste approval, thumbs up, ready to go, then we take that product and we start ordering in the ingredients. We start doing some production test runs to make sure that it runs effectively. And then we hand that product over to our recipe development team, which will take that product, make sure we have the perfect recipe unpack, that we can adapt that product to best meet our consumers' needs, whether it's dairy-free, like in your example, whether it's going to be vegetarian or allergen-friendly. And we'll come up with a ton of recipes. And then we'll take that and we'll plug it into an amazing good food real fast solution. So the lemon dilly is a key component to our good Greek cooking class that we do really fast. It makes the delicious tzatziki, and we'll show you how to do that kind of restaurant or that store-bought experience easier at home and less than $2.50 a serving, which I think is really important today.
So it's not only good for you, it's easy on the wallet, and that's always a welcome thing for, especially for families that have a lot of mouths to feed and not a lot of time to do it. And knowing that you can get something affordable and healthy is important. Let's go back early in the journey because you're on the brink of a very significant expansion. Before we wrap up, I want to hear a little bit about your plans to expand into the United States. It's what's bringing you here to Arizona today. But back in the day, the decision was made to use a direct sales model and cooking classes as a vehicle, not only for selling products, but also for delivering the message that cooking together and knowing what's in your food is an important part. Amelia, take us back, if you can, to the moment when Sylvie decided that this was the right way to go and how that has evolved over time. From how most folks would encounter Epicure is they know somebody who's an Epicure consultant and they can buy things from them. But there's a lot that happened between the original moment of that and where it is today. So can you speak to that?
Yeah. So when my mom founded the company, she started selling at markets and then was doing retail and then was doing wholesale and kind of got to a point where she was trying to figure out, how do I scale my business? And what she had found worked really well when she had been at markets or even in some retail environments was the opportunity not just to sort of showcase the products, but to have people taste them and to learn how to use them via recipes and sort of the value add that she did. And so when she was looking at how do I scale, she kind of leaned on that positive experience and said, hey, how do I duplicate that? How do I replicate myself? And so made the decision to go into direct selling to duplicate herself essentially, and to have the opportunity to not just sell her products, but to share her products along with recipes and ideas of how, you know, busy people could put meals together quickly. Where we started was a much more traditional direct selling demonstration where it was sort of tasting dips. And when the company was founded, that was really popular within the direct selling industry. Where we've evolved to over the last kind of 3 to 5 years is we're now sharing our products through cooking classes. And that's actually where it's not just one of those boring kind of product demos where you're kind of hawking stuff. You're actually, our consultants are in people's kitchens, connecting with customers and actually cooking with our customers, showing people how to take a meal from raw to ready in 15 minutes or less. So like Crystal said, you know, how to create a good Greek meal, real fast. And so, and this is really from my perspective in alignment with some of the trends that we're seeing in retail, which is experiential retail. You know, you go to the mall and a lot of companies are trying to find ways to, how do we create experiences, you know, like experiences to connect, to taste, to try, to feel, so that we can connect better to our customers, which is exactly what we're doing in our cooking classes. And so, and it's super powerful because people actually realize it's totally possible to put dinner on the table in 50 minutes because there is this myth that cooking is hard and time consuming. And so we just dispel that in the cooking class. And we create community around, around good food. And so for our customers, again, it's an opportunity to sort of try and taste our products, and they always buy them. And then for our consultants, it's a really powerful way to, meet new people. It's also a really quick demo. And it's a whole lot of fun. And, you know, I really, you know, our mission as a family and as a company is to transform the way people cook and eat for the health of this and the next generation. And it's not the government that's going to do that. It's not, you know, big processed food companies that are doing that. It's going to be people like you and me in kitchens learning that there is a way to actually take your desire to be healthy and to put it into practice and to make it a real and easy thing for your family to do. And so that, like the cooking class is where we get to create that change.
I think it's so important because there's a level of intimidation that people have if they don't know how to even begin to approach the kitchen. You know, maybe they know how to boil water, but they don't know how to cut an onion.
Yeah.
And you know, for foodies and people who grew up, or people who grew up in cooking families, there's a certain inherited body of knowledge. But to a certain degree, that's been largely lost. Mm-hmm. Due to a good 50 years of mass production, mass consumption, fast food kinds of food systems. Mm-hmm. I almost see what Epicure is trying to do is wind back the clock. With the contemporary advances we have in products, in silicone-based, you know, equipment in the kitchen, yeah, things that make it easy and fast to cook, but bringing back the way our grandmothers did it.
It's like, it's winding back the clock, but also speeding it up, right? Because no one is willing to cook like our grandmothers did, right?
Correct. I
mean, something like Crystal has shared, what's the amount of time that people are now willing to cook relative to when they used to?
It went from 6 hours back in the 1900s, if we go way back, to less than 15 minutes is what people are willing to start cooking a meal.
So we're taking like that, you know, all the benefits of cooking meals from raw to ready, with whole ingredients, like Jen said, but doing it in a way that is, you know, 10, 15 minutes, which again is what makes it accessible and what makes it possible.
And I think it matches societal shifts and shifts in the culture of business as well, because there's a reason why people are more busy now. There's many more dual earner households. There's many more, you know, multiple job holding single parent households. And those people are also aware of the importance of feeding our families healthy food. So let's talk about that perspective for a second. You're the youngest CEO in direct sales in North America. You're one of the youngest female CEOs in all of Canada. Mm-hmm. And you're a mom.
And new mom, And I have a new appreciation for our products actually now.
No kidding, right? Because what we think about parenting, I'm speaking this as a father who's in the trenches and, you know, up to my eyeballs in chaos every day. And I don't know how anyone ever did it. I was so arrogant thinking that parenting was going to be just easy.
Yeah.
Jen's over there nodding her head knowingly because it's not what I expected. It's harder. It's more time consuming. It's more, et cetera. Everybody who's a parent knows this. And if you aren't a parent, but you were a kid, your parents know this. Mm-hmm. So you have that commitment in mind. You want to support people who are busy professionals or who are stay-at-home moms who want to work and have a side gig and do that kind of thing. How does Epicure empower all of that?
Mm-hmm. So the way that we, you know, share our product is through independent consultants. And so, in addition, of course, to providing, you know, healthy, delicious meals, the way in which we share those products is through this incredible network of independent consultants who, can work part-time, full-time, and it's like everything in life, effort in, results out, right? But if folks put the effort in, there's incredible opportunities to, do well by doing good. And so that's, and that's something we're super proud of. It's not just our amazing products, but the quality of the business opportunity that we provide and the support that we provide to our consultants. So that's a huge part of, how we share our products and how we're going to grow and how we're going to sort of expand into the U.S. What's the other part of your question?
So there's a dual commitment here to the food, but also to the lifestyle.
Got it.
And part of that lifestyle is professional people.
Mm-hmm.
Whether they are working outside of the home or they want to work at home. And so you're really designing both the products and the business opportunity to address those concerns.
Yes. I mean, I think overall people are time starved, whether it's in the kitchen or it's in kind of trying to find ways to supplement their income. And so, so what we do is we try to make it possible for you to kind of run a business in the pockets of your life, as well as, cook food for your family in the pockets of your life, right? In terms of making it, efficient and quick to create.
So this is a momentous period in Epicure's history as you expand for the first time into a much larger market. What challenges and opportunities are you seeing in this process?
Mm-hmm. I see mostly opportunities. I think it's about 97% of Americans are looking for ways to eat healthier, but don't necessarily have the tools to do so. So the opportunity to share our products to help more people is like immense. The U.S. market is 18 times larger than the Canadian in terms of the direct selling space. So in terms of just the scope and the scale and the opportunity for growth, we see huge, huge opportunities. And also because there's such a huge need, right? And our mission is to make good food accessible and to help as many people as possible. So expanding to the U.S. is a natural way to do that. All that said, we've always been committed to remaining a family business and being self-funded and to growing through bootstrapping and through kind of grit and entrepreneurial spirit. And even though we're 20 years old, that's still a huge part of our culture. And Crystal can attest to the speed and the innovation and the kind of resistance to the status quo that we have as a company. And so it's taken us some time to be in a position to grow and expand because we wanted to be able to do it in alignment with our values and to be able to call the shots, which since if you're a private business and family owned, you get to call the shots in a way you don't get to if you are venture backed or whatever. So we're really excited about being able to do this in a way that's going to be sustainable and viable and for the long term, and in alignment with our own our own values and how we want to do it. And so it's a huge opportunity. There's also some challenges associated with that and with growth in any way, right? I mean, we're put a bunch of stuff in place to ensure that we're ready to scale, right? Because that's the amazing thing about this business is it can scale very quickly because the way in which direct selling companies grow and expand is based on the networks that people have, right? So there is huge organic momentum that happens. And so we've been certainly preparing for some time to be ready for that huge momentum that we're anticipating.
One last line of inquiry here. You're now in 2019, 2020, in a world where direct-to-consumer brands that leverage social platforms to sell through Instagram and whatnot are a significant player. The rise of Amazon, for example, as obviously the 8 million pound gorilla in the room here, but the way people make purchases and consume things has significantly changed. A little company called Wish started and has grown to $6 billion in revenue simply off the back of Instagram and Facebook ads. And at the same time as you are playing in that arena, you have a very different model, which relies on those human relationships and that network of the independent consultants telling the story of Epicure in their own communities. Mm-hmm. How do you balance those two worlds and keep the culture and the family values that are at the heart of the company when it's so diffuse? Mm-hmm. There's so many touch points. It's not all controlled from corporate headquarters somewhere, which is probably a good thing.
Yeah.
But how do you manage that balance?
Well, I mean, I think direct selling, like a function of direct selling, is that you have independent contractors. So in direct selling, because you have independent contractors, you don't have the level of control that you would in traditional business, right? I've never had the idea that we're controlling our consultants. I mean, they're entrepreneurs, they're going out, they're sharing the story, of course, in alignment with our brand and in alignment with the training that we provide, but they're going out and doing it in a way that speaks to them. Which is what's super cool about the Epicure opportunity is that you have all of the benefits of entrepreneurship with very little risk.
You're balancing the social media world where you're competing for attention with companies that are playing entirely in that direct-to-consumer channel with the channel distribution strategy of independent consultants. You're playing in both worlds. What's that like?
What I always say to our consultants is Amazon doesn't have you. So Amazon doesn't have the level of service, the level of care, and the level of customer service that an independent Epicure consultant would provide. And I think that people really value that and will invest in that. The other thing I think that's super important is that when you buy from an Epicure consultant, you're buying from your neighbor or your sister or your aunt, not from kind of like a nameless, faceless company. And I think more and more people are wanting to align how they buy with their values. And I think that purchasing from Epicure through an independent consultant provides that opportunity.
Jen, anything you want to add about what you're excited about now that your hometown heroes are coming to the United States?
I know, we're so close. July 8th is when our business kits become available to purchase through Epicure. And then after our conference in Las Vegas at the beginning of August is when I can basically open the doors to my Epicure business here in the Valley and everywhere else across the country, really, and in North America, because as an Epicure consultant, we can actually do business with customers across the border, which is actually really unique for direct sales. A lot of direct sales companies, I think most of them, right, kind of put a border up and you can't build your business that way. So that's exciting for me because I haven't lived in my hometown for 11 years now, it gives me another reason to go home and to connect with people. I'm starting to cry because this is really, like I said at the beginning, it is really near and dear to me and to my heart. And as a stay-at-home mom for the past 7 years, I've really missed business. I've really missed having my career life. So this is just such a beautiful way to have both.
This is not the first time that you'll have gone to work essentially in your own independent capacity, in this case, for a Canadian family business. You worked for them again a number of years later as a store manager after they had become a publicly traded company in the United States. And you saw some of the challenges and opportunities in that transition as well. This is different. This is a company committed to its family history, and yet there's a huge opportunity for you and you're excited about that. Do you want to speak to that personal
absolutely.
Journey?
Absolutely. So because I've had a corporate experience across border with the Canadian company already, I think I'm in a unique position to really go with the flow, if you will, because that's the nature of business and growth and expansion. And I know there might be some bumps along the road, but I feel like I'm, because of the past experiences I've had with Lululemon, I feel like I'm in a good place to build a team coming from that place of vulnerability and humility and honesty and openness about growth and business and staying true to the values and the brand and our own goals in business too. I'm really excited because unlike the past, when I worked with other, with my own team and other store managers and district managers, we had like common goals that we worked together for the company. And we had, you know, it was publicly traded company when I was in the US with Lululemon. So we had a lot of responsibility to those shareholders. Here, building my own team of independent consultants to work with and link arms with, we get to support each other in our own personal and professional goals, which is
I'm so excited about because I have my own goals for our family and we have our own vision that we're working towards. And, you know, we are an entrepreneurial family and are self-employed. So we have that for ourselves. But I'm so excited to dive in more with my friends about what do you want? Like, what would be the difference for you and your family? Is it simply using the product? Is it doing a little bit of a business on the side? Because I'm 100% confident that I can coach those people and guide them through by way of example. I'm an open door, so I want to be able to showcase and share everything that I'm doing as a way of stepping up as a leader in a new way.
As we wrap up this conversation, I'm impressed by the significant number of years, even though we're all stunningly young and significant years of leadership experience around the table. And I'm curious, as we wrap up here, if you would just share from your perspective, what makes a great leader in this organization, but really in any organization? Jen, you have 2 decades of experience in specialty retail, managing teams in different contexts. What's the essence of good leadership to you?
Well, that's changed over the years because I've fallen a lot and failed a lot. So through those failings, I've come to learn that really the power in leadership is empowering others and really knowing them as people, not as a title, but knowing what's important to them and what they want to work towards and then helping connect the dots for them. Like that's something that I really love to do is connect dots for people.
Crystal, what makes a great leader? What are some of the qualities or practices?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think it's having empathy and also connecting with people. As Jen said, it's all about building people and rallying around a mission that inspires you and gets you passionate. And it just, you know, you're not working anymore. Your feet hit the ground in the morning and you love what you do. So you never feel like you work a day in your life. And it's about bringing people along with you on the journey and really building them and helping them do what their wildest dreams are. And when you rally as a team, leadership to me is all about being a team.
Amelia, you've been recognized many, many times by a variety of different publications and organizations for your leadership. You actively participate in YPO. You sit in a number of key positions. What's the essence of leadership? When you are recognized, what's it for?
To me, leadership and great leadership is leading by example, never asking anyone to do anything that you wouldn't do, and being in the trenches with folks. So that's the first thing is leading by example and walking your talk and being authentic. The other one is I think if you can align how you lead with a genuine desire to be of service, whatever that looks like, service to your team, service to the world. For me, though, that you know, great leadership is being of service.
Inspiring words indeed. Amelia Warren, CEO of Epicure, Crystal McGregor, Jen McIntyre, thank you so much for joining us for this conversation.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
For all of us here at Business Radio X, this is Dr. Adrian McIntyre, and we'll see you next time on Valley Business Radio.